taste will tell you about Camel's rich, full flavor. Your throat will welcome Camel's cool mildness. So draw up a chair for tonight's show starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Have you been? And just look at your face. Where did you get that black eye?
Yeah, but I got that black eye in a restaurant down the street.
How could you get a black eye in a restaurant?
Oh, they had a sign over the counter that said, "Ladies served here."
Yes.
So I ordered a blonde.
Oh. Oh, I see. You were injured in the fracas.
Oh, me in the fracas?
Yeah.
Not me. I was struck between the vestibule and the kitchen.
Why do you always go around and get into fights?
Oh, no, not yet.
You're in no condition for that, Lou.
Who's asking for this?
You.
Who is? At least they're escaped. So am I, Abbott. When I woke up this morning, I felt like jumping out of bed and taking an ice-cold shower. Then I felt like punching a bag. Then I felt like skipping a rope. Then I felt like taking a 10-mile hike.
And what did you do?
I stayed in bed until the feeling went away. To my Uncle Artie's Seven Farm and help him pick strawberries.
Well, now, that's very commendable. But you must be careful picking strawberries or you'll get poison ivy.
No, I won't. I got a system. The minute I get up to Uncle Artie's, I'll wrap myself up in a tall paper bag, then I'm going to hang myself in the closet.
But you can pick strawberries, that's right.
I know, but I can't get poison ivy either.
You know, talking to you, Costello, is a waste of time. You know that, don't you? You're a nimbus, though.
And I think you're an imbecile.
And I say you're an imbecile.
Now, just a minute, boys. What's all the arguing
now,
about?
Now, you keep out of this, Niles. It's just between us imbeciles.
How do you expect to get along with people? How do you expect anyone to like
you? Oh, I'm a bad boy.
Well, you certainly are. Mrs. Niles will be here any second. And just watch what you say. Try to be decent for once.
Okay, Abbott.
Now, stay quiet. Here she comes.
Oh, I heard that remark, Costello.
I didn't say anything,
Mrs. Niles. No, that's
right.
I didn't say anything. Costello,
I'm trying to be so nice.
Absolutely, Mrs. Niles. He's not going to insult you. He's going to be a good boy, aren't you, Lou?
Yes, Mr. Abbott.
That's
me, Mrs. Niles. I sure am glad to see you. And by the by, is this me talking? Did you ever collect the insurance for the accident you had?
Well, I didn't have an accident.
Don't tell me you were born with that face.
No. What did I say?
All right, Abbott, I'm sorry. Go ahead, wash my mouth out with soap. I said a bad thing. I'm a cad. I'm even lower than a cad. I'm an old Chevrolet.
Oh, you know, Costello, I had a dream last night. I dreamed they were holding a contest to see which comedian had the most empty space in his head.
So?
Well, one comedian had 2 square inches of space, another had 5 square inches, and another had 10 square inches of empty space in his head.
I'll bet you to see my head there.
See it? That's where they were holding the contest.
Certainly told him all that time, darling. Oh, you're so refreshing. You're my little grapefruit.
Oh, no, dear. You're my little grapefruit.
Oh, but you're my little grapefruit.
Oh, I'm just here. You're my little grapefruit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from a couple of old squirts.
Come get it.
There you are. Now you've done it again, Costello. Now, the only way you can square things is to buy a farewell present or a gift for the entire cast.
Abbott, don't talk so loud.
That's what you'll have to do.
I did that very thing this morning, Abbott. I bought farewell presents for everybody on the show. I got some candy presents in a department store.
Why are you talking so low?
Quiet. I put them in the basement.
Oh. Stop whispering, Costello. What kind of presents did you get?
I got a big box of candy for the boys in the band.
Yes.
And Connie Haynes and Mr. and Mrs. Niles and everybody. Just look at it.
Abbott,
isn't it fine-looking candy?
For heaven's sake. I've never seen such big pieces of candy. What are they?
Chocolate-covered bananas.
You dummy. I should have known better than to trust you to buy presents for the cash. Now we're in a fine pickle. Where are we going to buy anything at this late hour? Come in. Come in.
I haven't chosen. I always come in handy. Woo, woo, woo.
Well, look who it is, Costello. Our old friend Kitzel, the salesman.
could be, yes. Well, well, how do you do, Mr. Costello? I haven't seen you in a long distance. Woo-hoo, you're just the man I'm looking at.
And you're just the guy I'm looking at, Kitzel. You know, you showed me an electric razor 2 weeks ago, and it's no good.
Oh, Peacebox, no good.
No, Peacebox, it's no good.
Well, for your information, my little man, that was not an electric razor. That was a riveting machine.
A riveting machine?
Yes, sir.
No wonder every time I shave, it hammers my whiskers in and I have to bite them off with my teeth.
Never mind that, Costello. Look, have you got anything to sell us today, Mr. Kitzel?
Have I got anything to sell?
Yes.
Boy, boy, now you're talking my language, if that's possible. Why, I've got here,
He's lost.
No. Today I'm in the mansion business. I'm in the mansion business.
The mansion business?
Yes, anything you mention, I got it.
Oh.
I got a beautiful line of musical instruments. I got trombone, saxophone, a violin, a trumpet.
Wait a minute. Have you got a fife?
Yes, and a couple of keys.
No, you don't understand. A fife is a long, skinny thing.
Yes, that's my fairy.
Oh, wait a minute, Kitzel. We don't want no music lessons. What else have you got in your sample case? Wait a minute. Have you got a potato clock?
A potato clock?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he talk a peculiar angle?
Yeah. Costello, don't be silly. What in heaven's name is a potato clock?
Well, you wind it up when you go to bed, and it gets you up potato clock.
I don't like her.
Oh, excuse me, my line. Come on, Kitzel. Open that sample case and get out those presents.
Don't push me. What am I, a baby terror?
Look, Mr. Kitzel,
yes.
We have no time for foolishness. What have you got to tell us,
Doctor? What have I got to tell you?
Yeah.
Why, in this little castle, I got gold rings, old rings, earrings, hair rings, scuff rings, stud rings, golf rings, and bobble rings, sports rings, suede shoes, slices, and with a few clocks, socks, and smocks. Not to mention.
Check suits, rinse suits, blue suits, and your suits, top coats, sport coats, overcoats, and anaglots, both sides, silk sides, home ties, and rail sides, sweats, shirts, assorted, nurse, and
accidentally, I be true. Thank you.
The lovely new hit tune she introduced on our program some time ago. It's called To Heaven.
you know I have a baseball team. By the way, Costello, why don't you come along and play on the team?
You mean it?
Sure, why not?
That's a good idea, Rabbit, but I don't think I know any of the players. I mean, after all, you see, some of these guys on the team I'd like to know.
Well,
if I'm going to join your team, here we go.
Well, I'll introduce...
Go, Rabbit. I'd like to know what you're saying.
I'll introduce the boys. You're supposed to do that.
You tell me who's playing on your team.
You know, strange as it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names. You know, like Dizzy Dean and
Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm your cousin.
Who are you?
Goofy.
Goofy, eh?
Yep.
Well, now, let's see. We have on the bags. We have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
That's what I'm telling you.
Who's ahead.
Who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on
That's
first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who? Who is on first?
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Why, certainly.
Who signed the contract?
Well, naturally he signed it. Wouldn't be any good unless he signed it.
Unless who signed it?
Absolutely not.
So who signed it?
He did.
He did?
Oh, positively.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. After all, I mean, the man worked for it.
He did.
Yes.
Who did?
Yeah, absolutely.
So who got the money?
He did. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players around.
I'm not changing anybody. I'm asking you, what's the fellow's name on first base?
What's the fellow's name on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Now, who's on first?
Who's on first?
That's right.
Okay. Jesus. What is the fellow's name on first base?
Listen, what is the fellow's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on
Who
second.
Is on first?
I don't know.
He's on first. Now, we're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
Well, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, tell me who's playing third.
No, who's playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the guy's name on third.
Well, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
Third base again, man. Let's you and I stay over there and don't go off.
Now, what is it you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
Well, what's the fellow's name belongs there?
What belongs on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base. Yes.
Have you got an outfield?
Yes.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base. Yes.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. Now, you know these players as well as I do.
Have you got a pitcher on a team?
Certainly. Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you, man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow are you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now, listen. Who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say. Who's on the first?
All right, have it your own way.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Yes.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Oh, the catcher's name. Today, eh? Yeah, fine. You know, I'm a catcher, too, you know.
So they tell me.
Now, I'll get behind a plate. I'll do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and the heavy hitter gets up. Home run, Freddie Ritchie. Now,
is he a home run hitter?
Freddie Ritchie?
Yeah.
He ain't got no hair.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean.
Now, home run, Freddie Ritchie, he gets up to the plate. I'm the catcher. I get behind a plate. I'm doing some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and he throws the ball. Freddie Ritchie punches the ball. Now, when he punches the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw Freddie out of first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's all you have to do.
Throw it to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
That's right.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who has it?
Naturally.
Who has it?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
I know, no, you don't. You throw the ball to first base. Then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's different. Now, telephone.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
You do nothing of the kind.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to first base.
So who gets it?
Naturally.
Well, tell him that.
Naturally gets the
no,
ball.
No, he don't. Who gets it?
Naturally.
Well, say it.
I'm saying it. I ask you, who's got it?
Naturally.
Now ask me.
Who's got it?
Naturally.
Well, all right, tell him.
Same as you. Throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. Ripple
play.
Yes?
America, I can tell this a long time ago, but because. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What? What was that?
I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Wait a minute.
Great Abbott and Costello show brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. And remember, try Camels in your T-zone. See if they don't suit your taste, your throat, to a T.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
This is Jim Doyle in Hollywood wishing you all a pleasant good night for Camel.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.